Welcome to So and So, brought to you by Bernina, Made to Create. I'm Meg Goodman, and you're about to enjoy a casual conversation with a special member of the sewist and quilting community. The conversation about how they got started, what inspires them, what excites them, and their connection to this community. Our guest today is Deanna Springer, Vice President of Marketing at Nancy Zeman Productions, LLC, where she continues to enjoy her role as business manager, blog editor, manager of product development and project design, and co-events manager of the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. Sewing and quilting have always been a part of Deanna's life. She stitched her first patchwork quilt when she was just 6 years old. The quilt was made for her doll from fabric scraps left over from her mom's latest garment-making projects. Deanna continued sewing and creating her own patterns and outfits for her 11-inch fashion doll, along with mini pillows, quilts, and accessories for her sisters. Deanna's love for all things sewing was nurtured by her mom and grandmothers, and later in 4-H. In 2007, Nancy Zeman and Deanna started Nancy Zeman Productions, LLC. Deanna worked alongside Nancy as marketing coordinator, business manager, co-director of video production, product development, and project design. Over the next 12 exciting years, Nancy Zeman Productions launched a new blog, social media channels, and 40-plus sewing and quilting products, including tools, patterns, and books. The NZP team produced 12 seasons of Sewing with Nancy with Wisconsin Public Television until Nancy's passing in November of 2017. Deanna and the Nancy Zeman production team are honored to carry on Nancy's legacy and love of sewing through sharing Nancy's time-saving sewing techniques. Deanna enjoys all things nature and all four seasons. With her husband Dennis at their family campground, Rocky Rips Campground, in the beautiful Wisconsin North Woods. Hi, Deanna, and welcome to So and So.
Hello, Meg. What an incredible introduction. Thank you so much. And thanks for inviting me to be part of your podcast.
Of course.
I'm really so happy to be joining you and your listeners today and to talk all things sewing.
You know, you've done a lot. It was a tongue twister getting through all of those jobs that you did in founding Nancy Zeman Productions and what you're doing now. We're going to get into all of that. What I really want to start out with, and we always do, is how you got into sewing. Now, you sewed your first quilt at age 6. How did you learn to sew, and why did you start off with a quilt?
You know, my mom sewed all my entire life. So before I was born, she was sewing. So I was just born into it. And, you know, for all I knew, all the other kids were too. It didn't seem unusual or extraordinary or anything like that. My mom always had her fabric stash, and she was a big garment sewer. Sewed a lot of her garments and our garments as the four of us girls came along. But my mom, Sharon Woodward, had scraps and her stash. So I got to play with her scraps even before I sewed or picked up a needle and scissors. I was playing with her scraps, and it was just fun. And mom made pajamas and robes and dresses and even knit garments. So a lot of people were, as I grew up and learned, a little bit intimidated by sewing knits, but mom made her own knits, and it was the 70s. So it was double knits and double knit suits. Ooh. And double knit slacks. And,
sure.
Even when she would shorten her slacks, we would have the leftover scraps from that. So that's really how I started. I picked up her scraps and cut them into little 2-inch squares. They were navy blue, you know, double knit. We called it bottom weight. And navy blue and red, cut it into 2-inch scraps and just stitched together my first quilt for my doll, and didn't think anything of it. You know, my maternal grandmother, Mildred Chesky, my mom's mother, sewed quilts for all of us. So she sewed whole quilts and tied them for each of her grandkids. Even my daughter, Terry, she sewed her final quilt for in the 80s. And asked me to finish it for Terry. So that was sweet. That was the only one she didn't finish, but I finished it for her. And Terry has that now. It's a pink quilt. And My paternal grandmother, my dad's mom, Delia Woodward, she sewed pillows for her 10 kids. Every Christmas, she'd either make them something, and it was for the whole family, one gift for the whole family. She had 10 kids, including my dad, Don, and then she would make stuffed animals or dolls from panels for all of her great-grandchildren. I texted my sister a couple minutes ago and said, how many grandchildren are there in the Woodward family? And Dana texted back. Dana, my sister, knows all of the family stats. And there are 22 of us grandkids.
Oh, my.
And 45 great-grandkids. But, wow. Some of those came along after Grandma passed away in the 90s. But it's just always long answer, but it's always been a part of my life. And I didn't realize it was unusual at all until, you know, you grow up and get into school and the other kids aren't wearing clothes that their mom made for them.
Do you still have any of those first things that you sewed?
I do not. I wish I did. Didn't know how extraordinary they were at the time, but my sister Dana kept her panel doll that mom had made for her. And Dana shares a story on one of our episodes of Stitch's Sisters, a recent one, that that's where she found her love of sewing with panels. She still likes sewing with panels, and mom bought several. You know, mom was a bargain shopper and passed that along to us too. We like a good bargain, but she bought panels on sale, and I asked her where she found those panels, but she thinks maybe at a Minnesota Fabrics. But Ollie was a panel doll that is kind of red and blue, and Dana still has it. And mom had bought several, maybe a dozen panels. And as Ollie wore out, Dana would, you know, mom would say, it's time to wash Ollie. And Ollie would go in the washing machine. And the next morning, she was brand new. So overnight, mom would sew a brand new one.
And if only clothes were like that nowadays, right?
Right. Well, sometimes, you know, favorite blankies or favorite this or that would come out new the next day. Or we'd hear Christmas Eve, hear the sewing machine humming. And the next morning, Christmas morning, we would have little robes hanging in the doorway. We'd each have a brand new little robe, and thought that was so exciting.
Those are wonderful memories. And the fact that sewing was just part of your growing up. I do want to stop for just a second. You mentioned Stitch It Sisters. And I want to make sure that you can talk a little bit about what is Stitch It Sisters and how can people listen and watch?
Sure. You can watch Stitch It Sisters at stitchitsisters.com, which is part of the Nancy Zeman Productions blog. You can also watch it on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/stitchitsisters. And Stitch It Sisters was really an idea by Richard Zeman, Nancy's husband. So unfortunately lost our dear friend Nancy in November 2017. And, we had many years of sewing with Nancy, and I'd worked for Nancy for 27 years at the time of her passing. And she was just like a big sister to me. It was fortunate to have so many years with such an incredible person, so kind and such extraordinary grace, you know, that she had. And she taught me everything I know about business. And when her terminal diagnosis came along, she asked me, Deanna, should we just close Nancy Zeman Productions or do you want to, you know, continue on? And I said, we have a lot of work to do. There's more work to do. Let's continue on. You know, we had all of our patterns with the McCall Pattern Company, fabrics with Riley Blake Fabrics, and our wonderful sewing notions and quilting tools with Clover Needlecraft. So many things, great things in the works that we'd worked on. You know, those things can sometimes take 2 to 3 years to come to marketplace. So I said, we'll continue. Let's continue. And after Nancy passed away, I was carrying on, and it was time to get ready for the spring a travel circuit. You know, before the pandemic, we would go on the road starting in January, February, March for Creativation and then the Sewing and Stitchery Expo in Puyallup. It was time to go on the road and share our new products and new seminars and get out there and share our love of sewing with the world. And at the same time, my sister Dana Casey, who's the co-host of Stitched Sisters now, she lost her job. Her large company downsized, and she was downsized with that change. And she was available and like, come to work for me. Come work with me. And I'd never worked with my sisters before, but it's, you know, things just fall into place. It's amazing.
Sure.
And
it is.
I said, for 2 weeks, come work with me, help me get ready to get on the road and go on the road and sew samples and get ready for the step-by-steps and things for the seminars. And she said, sure. So she came on for 2 weeks. I'm like, go ahead and look for a different job while you're working with me. And, you know, when I head out on the road, you can, you know, carry on looking for a new, you know, career move. But 2 weeks later, she stayed, and she's like, you know, that was the January of 2018. So here we are all these years later. And Richard, as I mentioned, Nancy's husband, he's the owner of Nancy Zeman Productions. Nancy Zeman Productions is a Zeman family company right here in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And he would stop in from time to time, and he helps us with paying invoices and receiving payments and all of that stuff. He helps us with accounting and business things. And he would get a kick out of seeing Dane and I work together, or being a little silly when we're trying to overcome, you know, something we were putting together or trying to work out. And he thought that was really cute. That we had this little sister banter back and forth. And you know, we're big public television people here at Nancy Zeman Productions. Sewing with Nancy has been on public television, you know, since 1982 on television, and then cable television, and now public television. So there's a show called Food Flirts, and Richard enjoys watching the Food Flirts, and there are a couple of gals from New York. And they just have a really good time mixing recipes and meeting different chefs and things. And Dana and I reminded Richard of the Food Flirts. And he said, you know, you should really do a show called Stitch It Sisters. At that time, he didn't call it that, but you should really do a sewing show. We should really do a sewing show around this. And, you know, that's what we know how to do here at Nancy Zeman Productions. We teach sewing through video. You know, this really what we do is teach. And that's how it happened. The Stitch It Sisters started in really February, like 2018. And many months later, then we launched it on YouTube in October 2019, right before the pandemic hit. So really, we built the entire business, our current business model that we have right now, during that pandemic. Looking back, you know, I didn't really think about that or put that into perspective until, you know, you invited me to be on your podcast. And I started thinking back. It's been a lot of fun. And we just wrapped season two of Stitch It Sisters. And we share projects, fun projects. Sewing should be fun. And we break it down step by step in the Nancy Zeman way. And we share Nancy's classic time-saving tips. And we just try to have a good time and just make sewing easy and fun.
And for people who haven't seen Stitch It Sisters, it's on YouTube. You can find it there.
Right. Just search Stitch It Sisters on the internet search, or just go to stitchitsisters.com. It's fun times.
I want to go back to when you were younger. You were admittedly very shy. And as a result, you became very involved in 4-H, which remains a passion of yours. So I want to talk about that a little bit. What's your involvement, Deanna, and what does 4-H mean to you?
When I was 10 years old, my family joined 4-H. You know, my father's family, the Woodwards, were farmers, and that's what farm kids did. They joined 4-H, and my mom was a city kid, and it just, you know, it wasn't up to us. Our parents decided, you're joining 4-H. So we joined 4-H. And
parents do those things.
They do, especially when you're little kids. And there are four of us: Diana, Deanna, Dana, Denise. And Diana is 2 years older than me. Dana's 2 years younger than me. And Denise is 2 years younger than her, roughly. Dana will correct me with about a month. But We're close in age, and you know, we were shy girls. So 4-H really helped all of us grow. You know, you have to stand up in front of the club and do your demonstrations. There's a photo we shared recently in a Stitched Sisters episode of Dana and I doing an early demonstration. And we were, I remember when we were doing that, it was, it feels like just a couple of years ago. We were, of course, probably 12 and 10 at that time, but we were showing how to make cupcakes. And we, instead of using a cupcake pan, we were baking them in ice cream cones and with sprinkles on top before we baked them. So
that's pretty creative,
right? Before Stitched Sisters, we were the Bake It Sisters, and we got up there and did demos. You know, we had each other up there to help each other out. We didn't have to get up there alone. But looking back at that, I could see myself tucking my hair behind my ear and being a little bit shy. But you know, if you know what you're doing, we practice baking them at home. And you got up there and you did it. And if you goofed up, it didn't matter. The other kids had to get up there and do that too. So 4-H is very nurturing, wonderful culture that really helps kids grow and gives them confidence in so many skills. You know, you think you're just having fun making projects, or we did leather crafts, and Dana got really into basket weaving, and I did macrame. We did all of that. And of course, sewing too. But it really helped build our confidence and set us up for success in life. We're all hardworking. You know, a lot of that due to my parents. Our parents are very hardworking people, and they've passed that on to us. But 4-H really gave us the confidence. And I'm glad to still be active, not active in 4-H, but helping 4-H, collaborating with the Wisconsin 4-H group. We work closely with them each year for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. And this year we just wrapped the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show virtual edition. And we partner with the Wisconsin 4-H group for the state 4-H group for putting together a community quilt. So it's a virtual quilt this year. Everybody was welcome to send in a square block, and we put together a digital quilt. And you can see that at quiltshow.com. And also I teach at the Fall Forum, the Wisconsin Fall Forum, which has been virtual now last year and this year, and just, you know, teach sewing. Last year I taught, I think it was 10 sewing tips in 20 minutes or something like that, and shared all of Nancy's time-saving techniques. You know, sewing doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to buy all of our tools that we make. They make it great and successful, but we show, you know, instead of, if you don't have a stick-on seam gauge to put on your machine to sew a straight seam, we share, just take a pack of Post-its. It's, you know, peel off the backing and mm-hmm. stick that quarter inch of Post-its on your machine, and you have a straight seam guide. So we have top 10 sewing tips on the blog, nancyzeman.com/blog, of things you can use around the house to make a seam roll, or use an empty soap bottle to puff out the lint out of your sewing machine. So we share time-saving techniques and economic tips for sewing, making sewing affordable, and providing that outreach like 4-H does, making it available to everyone that is interested in sewing.
Now, you mentioned the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show, and you've been actively involved for years as the co-events producer, chair of this event. This is a pretty big deal. Tell us more about it overall.
Sure. The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is in its 17th year, and I was working closely with Nancy, well, that 17, 18 years ago, actually almost 20 years ago, when she connected with PBS Wisconsin and suggested that maybe they do a quilt show as a fundraiser. And of course, we co-produce Sewing with Nancy with PBS Wisconsin. So we have a wonderful working relationship. What an incredible team, you know, based in Madison in the state of Wisconsin, such talented, creative people that we're so fortunate to be aligned with and working with. And we were already doing Sewing with Nancy with them, and they already had a show in consumer show in February called Garden Expo that we all love going to, an event that my three sisters and my mom and myself, we go to Garden Expo every year. So it's a consumer show and it's a fundraising event for PBS Wisconsin, but it brings great content and community to gardeners. So Nancy thought, let's do this in the fall, you know, 6 months away from a garden show, Garden and Landscape Expo, and let's do this in September and hold a quilt show. You know, traveling around the world, Nancy knew that how important quilting events and sewing events are for the sew quilt community, and it just brings people together. And if you've ever been to a quilt show or a sewing show, you know that the vibe, it's such a great vibe that you're sharing your love of sewing or quilting with people just like you. And it's such a great thing. So Nancy suggested that for a fundraising event for PBS Wisconsin to hold annually. And we've won a couple of awards for creative fundraising. And really that has been, and my guess looking back, Nancy knew she was giving them a legacy gift, but you know, it's continuing on and flourishing. And next year, next fall, September 2022, we're planning on holding it in person again at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show at the Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. So everyone's looking forward.
And that's September 8, 9, 10, right?
Correct. Thank you. Yes. And it's always the weekend after Labor Day. So when you flip over your calendar, September, look for that weekend after Labor Day and pencil that in. And that's opposite of our annual sewing event that we would have in May. And we're continuing on with that too. We have a sewing event we held at virtually this May, the weekend after Mother's Day, on our blog site, nancyzeeman.com/blog, and did Facebook Live for seminars. But we're hoping to be back in person with our Sew Quilt Create event here in Beaver Dam in May.
And that's May 12, 13, 14.
Right, the weekend after Mother's Day. Thanks for sharing those dates, Meg.
I want people to attend these shows and find you and tell you that they heard this podcast.
Oh,
and that would be fun. And we will be there recording with you during those events as well. So
I look forward to it. That'll be great. A great way to bring it to people who can't be there in person and continue sharing our love of sewing together. Thank you for that, Meg. We look forward to your visit to Beaver Dam.
Absolutely. As do we. I want to talk about your sewing a little bit, Deanna. Now, you've sewn a lot of meaningful outfits, and by that I mean wedding dresses, baptism outfits for family, and you've done a lot of this. Are there some special stories around any of these creations?
Oh, just a lot of fun times, and my sisters. I think you're talking about my sister's wedding garments. Wedding dresses, and I remember making my sister Diana, my oldest sister, a wedding dress. And actually, back it up before that, I made my own wedding dress. I made my own wedding dress, and that was exciting and fun, the first wedding dress I ever made. And I haven't shared this with you, Meg, but my daughters, and now engaged, my daughter Terry and James are getting married next June, and she just told me a few weeks ago that she'd be honored if I would make her wedding dress.
That's pretty special.
And you know, my husband, I haven't told Terry yet, but he said, why don't you pull out your wedding dress and see if she'd be interested in wearing that? So that would be really special too. But I'll just share some pictures with you for your website of some of these dresses we're talking about. But I've made wedding dresses for each of my sisters, I believe. I remember making Diana's. She really wanted, we're talking the 90s, late 80s, 90s. And Diana wanted a real Victorian looking dress. And I remember her lacy boots she had and kind of we call it a T-link or ankle length with a scarf hem. And it was all lace overlay. And beautiful, you know, and 100 buttons up the back. And then I, you know, made a coordinating headpiece for it. But Diana's was all lace and beautiful lace. And I learned way back then to stabilize the fabric, you know, to sew wimpy fabric, you don't have great success all the time. So I was using, you know, liquid starch back then to stiffen it temporarily, to sew all of that lace together. And then, my sister Dana's dress, I think maybe that was a purchase dress, but I made my daughter Terry was her little bridesmaid, and I made a matching one. You know, I could just take a look at the her bride's dress and then fashion a coordinating one in a little people size. So I remember that. And then Denise's wedding was the most recent one. I think that was 95, and you'll see when we share that picture with you, it's all of my sisters are in that and my mom and dad. So that'll be a great photo to share. Dana recently brought that dress to work, and Denise brought in her, my other sister Denise works here now too. We'll have to tell people about that, but we all have teal 90s dresses. And I remember those, each of those sleeves had five piece sleeves to those, and they were all satin. Teal satin dresses, and just beautiful. And of course, we had to get shoes dyed to match. And I made my mom's dress. And actually, we ran out of time, so my friend Marilyn helped me finish my mom's dress. But and then Terry had a little bridesmaid dress. That was a big deal. Many, many months of sewing for that. So,
And you have a few ahead of you with June coming for the wedding.
Right.
Now when you and your husband were first married, you sewed a lot of the decorations for your home.
I did.
What are some of the things you sewed?
The first thing I sewed was our bed quilt. It was the late 80s. So it was a fluffy quilt, you know, back when we were doing, what were those called? Biscuit quilts. They were quite fluffy. I made with scraps from my satin scraps from my wedding dress in navy blue. I was really into navy blue at home deck, and I remember making that bed quilt.
You know, you started out with navy blue, squares.
I did.
So,
I varied from red. Red, I made a doll quilt with little red strawberries for Dana. And then I really liked strawberries in my kitchen. So I still have red and blue back then, but I've since changed it up. Made our bed quilt probably right after my wedding dress was done, because there were scraps of the wedding dress in there too. I like that satiny mixing with those calico cottons, we called them back then. And all of my daughter's nursery items. I was super into gingham and made all different, of course, red and blue and pink and yellow primary gingham things, whether it was the high chair pad, the bumper pads, which you don't use anymore, and the diaper stacker. Oh, it was so coordinated. I thought I was just the coolest cat around.
Now, do you still sew decorations for your home?
Sure, I do. And more often than not, I used to recover chairs and make matching curtains and all of that. But a lot of it is more art quilts, changing up what art quilts are on my walls. And, you know, you'll see them because they become Stitch It Sisters projects. So one of the most recent no-sew projects we made was Fun Feasible Art. And don't say that three times fast.
You know people are going to try that.
I know. And I got through the episode without mixing those words up. But it's a dot quilt. And I have a plate hanging behind our stove in the kitchen. And it's been in the inspiration for a couple years. I'm like, I need to make an art quilt that looks like this. So I collaborated with Dana, and we cut out circles and squares. And we just used Peltex and made a fun, fusible art quilt. So you know, that's what's hanging in my home now, or different quick column quilts. I like to make quick column quilts and things like that, or special pillows for the holidays, and making a Christmas bed quilt right now. Our block of the month is, you know, at nancyzeman.com/blog. We always have a block of the month every year. I've been wanting to make a Christmas quilt, so guess what? I turned it into a work project, and we're making a block of the month Christmas quilt this year.
Now's the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's it's wonderful to hear about the communities that you have created and been involved in with sewing, because that's the premise of this podcast, is that sewing creates communities, whether it's your family, people out in the community, and how it has just brought everything together.
It's amazing, isn't it? You don't realize
it is
how things are intertwined and how things are so meaningful and connect people. That's really what it's all about. It took me until I was out of my 30s to figure it out. It's about the community and the people and the connections you make and the people you surround yourself with. And the, you know, people that sew and quilt are such great people. And it's a wonderful community to work within, for sure.
A little bit earlier in this episode, you talked about Nancy Zeman. How did you two meet?
Nancy and I met when I started working at Nancy's Notions. You know, that was Nancy's first company she started at her kitchen table in 1979. I was, you know, still in school, but she started her Notions catalog to, you know, give people the tools they were looking for. She was teaching sewing, and she would show different tools or notions of how to make, you know, a collar or different pressing things. And people would ask, I want to do that. Where can I get that tool you're showing? So that's how that's how she started, with a one sheet catalog. And it, you know, it grew into a big company that we all learned to know and love. And I went to work for her in 1989. I was hired for the retail store. My daughter, you know, was growing in school. I'm like, well, it's time for me to have a part-time job. And I knew about Nancy and Sewing with Nancy. It was on our local Madison, WKOW, Channel 27. And I knew that this woman was doing this sewing show from Beaver Dam. And it was only 20 minutes away from our hometown. My sisters and I grew up in Columbus, Wisconsin. And so everybody knew who Nancy was, especially if you sewed. So when it was time to go back to work and get a part-time job, I went and applied. I saw an ad in the paper. They were expanding the retail store. So I was hired to work in the retail store. And what a great gig for me. You know, I got to do all things sewing and quilting. Plus I got an employee discount. So,
and you got paid, you got a discount.
Sure did.
You know what, how could it be better? Nancy used to say something to you about business, that was, business is simply practical sense.
It's just practical sense. Right. Right. It seems so basic, but, it really is, you know, think it through and don't overcomplicate it. And, that's some of the best advice she's ever given me, is business is just practical sense. So, you know, break it down and it's not overwhelming, and one thing at a time. And the more you do it, the more you learn, and, you know, it grows into different new ideas. And, I enjoy numbers and creative. So, working with budgets and spreadsheets and, the bottom line and all of that, it's, you know, interesting to me. And, you know, Nancy was competitive. She liked to make a go of things and do her best at it. So, you know, we were kind of aligned like that. And we had this was probably 1999-ish, maybe early 2000s. We had a marketing guru come in and met, you know, like a all-day workshop with our marketing department. And we had to take this goofy test. And at the end of the day, then he kind of gave those test results. And he pointed at Nancy and he pointed at me and he said, you two should work together.
And that was that.
Yeah. And so I don't remember what exactly the test that we took. That it became her, it wasn't because of that, but became her executive administrative assistant. And we started growing the e-commerce side, you know, .coms websites were really growing and exploding then. And then Nancy always knew that you got to work with people. You don't do this yourself. It's community again, right? We started working with Sew News Magazine and Quilt Maker Magazine and partnering with them to like have a mini catalog inside the magazine. So it's just, you just got to try different things and, you know, throw it out there and see if it works, if it sticks, and it evolves and changes, and you really have to change with the time. Stick to your core demographic, your core customer, and change with the times and try to be out ahead of it. Nancy was always at least 2 years ahead of her time, and she had such great vision. So I learned a lot from her for business.
Now, she was a very dear friend and a mentor to you. What's her legacy?
Her legacy is multifaceted, you know, really teaching sewing is what she always broke it down to. I'm just a teacher. I'm just a sewing teacher, but it was always so much more. She paved the way in this industry as a woman business owner. So many barriers she's broken through. And, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, it was really a male-driven climate in business, and she broke all those barriers and really changed the industry and affected so many people. And I still hear stories today about how when they remember, everybody that I talk to that shares stories about Nancy can remember when they met Nancy and how Nancy changed their lives and what business advice they gave. I'm still hearing stories to this day that I've never heard. You know, Nancy was very modest and kind and caring and giving. She would, you know, help everyone that she would meet. And so many ways she's helped people, you know, even continuing with Sewing with Nancy in reruns on public television and at nancyzeman.com. We still hear letters and emails and comments about how watching Sewing with Nancy got people through tough times, through a divorce, through an illness, watching, you know, Sewing with Nancy when they were hospitalized, and her voice and her just kind ways. It was just a pleasant thing to watch. And it's helped so many people learn to sew, and so many people, to be, you know, get through things, or just to be a model for kindness and caring.
Deanna, what's next for you? What's your dream?
Well, what's next for us is continuing on the Nancy Zeman legacy with a new store. We're opening a new store in downtown Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, this fall. So October 2021, we'll be opening the doors at the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio.
That's exciting.
Very exciting. And it really came about with, because again, of Nancy's husband, Richard, his vision, of community. It's, he knows people like to be together and come together. And, you know, we haven't had a sewing shop, here in Beaver Dam for a bit now. So it's time to bring it back, and all of the, everything we're doing, the work we're doing, is telling us this is the right thing. And then our community arts committee, they're creating amazing people, creating four mosaic tile murals of four people from Beaver Dam who have contributed to this society, to the world. And they've chosen Nancy to be one of those people that they'll be installing a mural of this fall. So right behind the store that Richard purchased, the storefront in downtown Beaver Dam, this mural will be installed this fall. So the Lord guided Richard, this is where you need to open a store. And we've been e-commerce for several years now, since October 2019 when we launched Stitch It Sisters, and we have all our tools and bundle boxes for the projects you make. And we've really grown our e-commerce, and we're kind of bursting at the seams here on Corporate Drive in Beaver Dam. And we're opening a store, and that's where I was working this morning, stocking and merchandising the new store before we connected today, Meg.
I think there'll be a lot of new visitors to Beaver Dam coming up after October.
So exciting. Past employees and friends and everybody's buzzing about it and so excited. So it'll be fun to open the doors and welcome people back in safely, of course, and looking forward to seeing everyone again and making new friends. And we have Brunette sewing machines and fabric and patterns and everything you need to sew. And we'll teach you how to sew. We have a classroom and we'll have make it, take it's and demonstrations. We'll teach you how to sew and show you how fun sewing can be.
It sounds like more of an experience than just going to a brick and mortar sewing store. It's something where people can meet and talk and make new friends.
It sure will be. And it'll be beautiful too. Richard worked with Nancy and then retired like in 2002, I believe, to pursue commercial property development. So he's great with laying out buildings and designs and has great vision for that. And I got to choose all the colors and fixtures and things like that. But he did the building layout and he's got great vision. You know, it's a downtown storefront, so he's got great vision already how we're going to expand and move upward to the second floor. So the store will include a Nancy Zeman history exhibit area, too. So that'll be really exciting for people to take in and see. And it'll be evolving and changing, so different elements will be shared or shown. You know, we'll bring things out and then put them away and curate different parts of that exhibit. There's so much to do and share with all that Nancy has done, including, you know, in the last 20 years of her life, she made 70 landscape quilts that she learned how to do from her good friend, Natalie Sewell. And we'll be sharing Nancy, Richard said, let's share a different landscape quilt seasonably. So he's going to bring a different frame landscape quilt from home and let it hang in the store for a while so everyone can see Nancy's quilts and enjoy them.
A lot to look forward to. Deanna, we've talked about a lot of things today, but is there one question I didn't ask you that you wish I had?
We could talk again. Like we could make it a three-part series. Sure. Now, but, my sister Denise, I mentioned her company was bought out and she lost her job a year and a half after Dana did. So, you know, what are we going to do? We have another sister available. And so we invited Denise to join us. So it's Deanna, Dana, and Denise now all working at Nancy Zeman Productions. And, you know, we have other associates here too that help us, Sarah and Mary and Barb. And it's a nice group to work with, but Denise brings embroidery to it. She was a commercial embroiderer years ago. Mm-hmm. And she loves machine embroidery and she sews in quilt projects too, but her specialty is machine embroidery. So we'll each take turns sharing our techniques and teaching at the store and everyone in the area can meet all of us and maybe we'll convince Diana, our older sister, to stop in. She's a real flower gardener and she likes to paint and things like that. So she doesn't sew a whole lot or quilt a whole lot, but I think I have an idea for including Diana on a Stitch It Sisters episode. I think I'll show her how to make garden flags that she can put in her garden.
That's a nice meshing of the gardening and the sewing. That brings it right together.
Mm-hmm.
Deanna, this has been a wonderful conversation. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I know our listeners are going to want to reach out to you. So what's the best way for them to do that?
Just go to stitchitsisters.com or nancyzeman.com and you can click contact us. And you can also connect with us at all of our social sites. So just search for Nancy Zeman Productions or Stitch It Sisters and you'll find us. Or if you're in the Beaver Dam, Wisconsin area, stop down and see us at 120 Front Street at the new Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Deanna, for joining us on So and So.
You're so very welcome, Meg. Thanks again for this opportunity to chat. I look forward to next time.
Me too. Well, there you have it. Another story about someone just like you. Someone for whom sewing and quilting is so much more than a hobby. It's a way of life. It's a connection to something bigger. If you know someone you think has an outstanding story, a story that should be shared on this podcast, please drop me a note to megoodman@theflintrock.com and put "you should hear their story" in the subject line. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and visit our website, soandsopodcast.com, for more information about today's and all of our guests. That's SEWANDSOpodcast.com. And finally, I want to thank Bernina for making this program possible. I'm Meg Goodman, and I look forward to you joining us next time on So and So.